What makes a movie kid-friendly? Does a rating have to be a G? In this episode, I'll discuss the ways I decide if a movie will make it into our favorite movie list or be banned forever.
This is a production of the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network. Welcome to the Vintage Homeschool Mom Show. Your host, Felice Gerwitz, is an author, a publisher, and your radio show host. She will encourage, educate, and inspire you with answers to your most pressing questions, from homeschool, marriage, parenting, and much more. Felice loves to equip moms to live a Christian life because every moment counts. Be sure to visit her website at mediaangels.com. And here's your host, Felice Gerwitz.
Hey everyone, welcome to the podcast. I want to thank our sponsor, Sony Animations and Affirms Film, for bringing us The Star. And this is a story of the first Christmas. We're thankful to our sponsors who help us to bring this type of programming to you for free. So if you'd like the show notes for today's episode, and I have a big list of some of our favorite movies, visit podcast 233 and go to vintagehomeschoolmoms.com. Well, have you ever been upset to watch a movie that was recommended by a friend only to have to fast forward sections of the movie, or even worse, tell your boys to cover their eyes while you're frantically searching for the fast forward button? I've got a house full of three boys still, young adults and a teenager, and with my 19-year-old off to college, sometimes I am stuck watching some action-adventure movies that probably should not be viewed. You know, it can be really irritating, and yes, I've turned off the TV, and I have either stopped the movie, or if we're streaming it, you know, we switch to something else. And as I explained to my kids, you know, it's really hard to get images out of your head. And sometimes they're just graphically violent, you know, so that's definitely a problem. And I think that, you know, as parents, we need to be vigilant, especially with little ones. And when my children were very young, we didn't really have cable. We lived in an area that didn't even have cable TV for about 8 years before it finally made it to our block. And let me tell you, those were some very happy years for me because there was a lot of book reading and we could watch the movies that I thought were really good for my kids. And I really think it helped my kids to discriminate. And even now, my kids don't have TVs in their room. We have a television out here in the big living room, and that's, you know, pretty much where we watch our movies. So it's, you know, it's difficult sometimes to get everyone to agree, but I've gone through some really, changes through the years as I've tried to figure out, you know, what are the things I'm looking for when I select a movie for my family, kind of looking at my kids and seeing what they're ready for, and then just kind of going from there. And each family is going to be different. You're going to have to sit and figure out what is important for you in your family and, you know, make decisions. The other thing is I was never swayed by my kids, you know, especially if they heard of a movie that somebody else was watching, whether or not they would be allowed to watch it. And I was pretty firm on that aspect. So I have to say that, you know, when my kids were younger, our expectations, you know, were a little bit different than they are now. And also, a lot of the movies, you know, I'm going to say back in the day, but really the graphics weren't what they are today. And things are so realistic and, you know, with the 3D glasses and things like that. So it really is important as parents that we're vigilant and kind of keep an eye on what our kids watch. But let's face it, okay, movies are meant to be entertaining, right? And they're also meant to be a vehicle of escape, that we're going to have a little bit of a break from real life. So And the very nature of, you know, the storyline in movies is that for a good story, to be a good story, there needs to be a protagonist. There needs to be someone who's bad. If everyone is good, there's not a story. Even in the story of the Nativity, there was a bad guy, King Herod. And let's face it, our kids are going to be exposed to bad. So the key is getting your talking points ready and having a good discussion and using things as life lessons, right? So on another note, I'm sorry, but some of the recommended or good movies on my list, really are going to be ones that you might not want your kids to watch, or you're going to have some on your list that I wouldn't have my kids watch. And I do have to say, I'm sorry that I can't recommend some of the really good movies with a good moral or Christian theme, because so many of them are just horrible. They either have bad actors, or the special effects are horrible, or the storyline is really, really sappy. And even if it has, like, for example, I'm going to give you an example of a movie in a minute. But even if there is a movie that is good, so many are just such a bad quality. They are getting better, so praise God about that. But I know that for a while, we tried really, really hard to only support the causes that, we're putting out some really good movies in theme, but not necessarily as a product. And, we're spoiled. We're just used to seeing, good productions. And I remember quite a few years ago, I subscribed to a movie club, and they sent us movies every month, and only a few were ones that my kids would watch all the way through, and they were expensive, they weren't cheap. And not only that, half of them, or more, they would never get through, or they would never watch again. And so we ended up donating them to the church, and there they gathered dust. So we do need to support good movies, but friends, we need to pray for those who create those movies in the hopes that they get better. And I don't mean to be so critical, but, in some of these movies, these people can't even act. I mean, I've seen better actors in college plays or even high school plays than some of the people that make it to the screen. So, hopefully, like I said, there are some that are a lot better, and some that I did not put on my list, that I thought were really that my kids don't like, for example, Lord of the Rings, great acting. That was a wonderful film, but my kids to this day do not like that movie. And I think part of it was they watched it too young. And as my son said, you kept us from watching all of these horrific things. And then, we watched that and it gave, it didn't give them nightmares, but, they really didn't like it. So, it has, a good Christian content. If you've studied, the movie, there's a lot you can extrapolate from it, but it for some kids, there is just too much. So, and my kids weren't even that young when they watched it, but, which is something I would say is Star Wars wasn't scary for you and stuff like that, but okay. So yes, there's a lot of discussion in the Gerwitz household when it comes to watching movies and the like, but we need to support good Christian content, but we also need to expect more from those who create the films. And even movies that I liked, like God's Not Dead, I haven't seen the second one. But while it had really good acting, they kind of made the pastor a little bit, wimpy there. And, he was trying to leave town with a friend, and I won't spoil it if you haven't seen it, but things kept preventing him from leaving. And I mean, the viewers knew the first time it happened, maybe pastor, something's going on and you need to pray and figure it out. But it just seemed like, he was always so surprised or exasperated or whatever. I don't know. I just think that whole scene made the pastor look bad. And then there were some scenes in there that I thought could have been alluded to, but like there was a scene with a Muslim, but not necessarily enacted. So yes, things happen, but I just, you know, parts of it I would have done differently. And as my kids say, most of the time I'm rewriting the script anyway. I don't know if you do that as well, but, you know, for me, it's easier to watch some of the tried and true than to watch some of the other ones. You know, again, movies are an escape. We want to be entertained. We want to be engaged. We want to walk away feeling good. At least I do. A night of crying my eyes out does not appeal to me. So when I look at movies, there are some key points that I am looking for, and especially for my kids, you know, I don't want them to walk away appalled. And I didn't go through a ton of movies for older kids. I did them more for the younger, because one of the things at some point you're going to sit and discuss things with your kids, or I hope you will, because we had to have some frank discussions of, you know, what is appropriate. And I will tell you that I've been really proud of my kids so far. They're pretty good at what they watch, and I have access to everybody's accounts for everything. And, you know, we've got all kinds of protections on things, but still, things can slip in. So one of the things I'm thankful for is everyone is so busy around here that there isn't a whole lot of movie time. And so that's a good thing. And when we do watch movies, we watch them together. So we're going to take a really quick commercial break. And when I come back, I'm going to give you some recommendations of movies as well as how I select a movie for our family and how you might want to use some of these things as well. We'll be right back.
Affirm Films and Sony Pictures Animation present The Star, the fully animated story of the first Christmas told through a whole new set of eyes. Bo the donkey and his stable of animal friends follow the star to become some unlikely heroes.
That light, that's the star.
This is where it's been leading me.
What's his name?
His name is Jesus.
The Star, now playing. Rated PG, parental guidance suggested. More information is available at thestarmovie.com.
Hey everyone, and welcome back. So I have my list of what I'm looking for in a movie, and I'm going to share that with you in a minute. I want to ask you to do me a favor. If you are on iTunes, I want to ask that you go and give this podcast a star rating. I would really appreciate that. And if you are listening on a podcast app, check it out and just see if that allows you to do a star rating as well. Or if you're listening online, just click one of those social media buttons and share this audio. You sharing is helping us to get the word out. Well, again, I have a list of movies that I like and a list of what I look at to select the movies. And again, it's going to depend on your children. And I have to say, you know, I've been lazy and allowed the youngest to sit while the oldest is watching movies. And then I've learned to, you know, regret that. You know, sometimes it can't be avoided, but sometimes it can. And I know when I've had the grandkids over, like my children would want to put something on like Home Alone. I detest that movie. They love it. I have never liked that movie. And yet, you know, some of my grandkids have watched it, and others don't like it because it's, you know, it's too frightening. So you kind of need to look at the kids and see where they're at. So the first thing is, you know, what are some movies that your family enjoys? So for me, I looked for PG or less. I really try really hard. If it is R-rated, I look to see why it's R-rated. You know, if it's profanity, if it's, you know, has other things that we don't want to see in it. So, you know, for the most part, I'm going to look for PG or lower. Number two, we look for comedies. For me, I want to be able to laugh, even if there's tension, like if it's an action adventure and there's a place to laugh, I think that's great. We like action and adventure movies a lot. You know, of course, mommy still likes her romances, but this is not, we're not talking about us. We're talking about the kids here. The fourth is animals are okay, but they're not my favorite. You know, like Air Bud and things like that. I did not include any of those movies because I tried to keep it to more of the classics, but my children absolutely loved, for sure, the first Air Bud movie the most. So if your kids are animal lovers, then they're going to love some of those movies. The fifth is kids in sports. My kids gravitated to those types of movies. Like I didn't list this one either, Angels in the Outfield. But that was one of their all-time favorite ones that they really liked. So that might be one that you might like. The sixth is based on classic novels. You know, that's something that I really look for. Is it something that is, you know, something, a book we've read? We try really hard to read the book first, like for Chronicles of Narnia. We read the books. We even listened to the audios before the kids saw the movies. And then they know the premise of the story and they have an idea of what's going on. The seventh is good morals and an outcome. If there is not good morals, then we really want to discuss it. Like Honey, I Shrunk the Kids was one of my kids' favorite movies. And we had to discuss, you know, some of the things going on with that. I mean, like one of the things, if the room wasn't such a mess, you know, it wouldn't have been so hard. They wouldn't have had such a hard time. Number eight, great talking points. There used to be a website, and I'll have to look to see. I should have looked before I started recording. It was like Movies That Teach or something like that. At one point, you had to have a subscription to it. I will go check it out and see if it's still available. But that was a great place that you could watch a movie and have all kinds of talking points. Now, it was geared for public schools, so some of their talking points I thought were just ridiculous, so I didn't use them. But they had, you know, like movies like Pride and Prejudice that you, with talking points that you could discuss, things like that. Number nine, life lessons are always a good one. You know, if the movie has life lessons, you know, kind of like the movie I was sharing with you earlier, it just went out of my head. I'll think of it in a minute. But, Oh, God's Not Dead. You know, really good life lessons there that you can talk about. And then the last is a feel-good movie. Is it something that you walk away, you know, kind of like, you know, ready to take charge and to do something great? Always good. So, what are your kids ready for? This is the next set of questions that I like to ask. You know, first, how grounded are your children? Are you going to be exposing them to things that they're really not ready to handle or discuss? The second is, you know, do you have kids who are easily swayed? If they're watching something and, you know, the animal's always got to shake their butt, it just seems like something that, you know, every dumb movie has to put something in there like that, you know, are your kids going to copy that? So I would say to my kids, if they're either saying something, you know, if there's like, you know, especially in the little baseball movies, there's little rhymes and everything, I would just say, you know, if you're going to be quoting the movies and you're going to be doing that, then we're probably not going to watch them. And then, the last point is, how sensitive is your child? Different children have different levels of sensitivity. You know, what one considers scary, let's say a chase scene, the other will think is silly. So, you know, do some prep that way. Know your kids, and then that will really help you in deciding what is age appropriate. And then what do you do to prepare? Have you watched the movie first? You know, when in doubt, check it out. You know, I always would watch the movie before I would let my kids watch it, or watch it more recently, because I remember my husband and I thinking, oh, this movie is really great for the kids. and then saying, oh my gosh, we forgot that scene and we forgot this scene. So that's where number two comes in. Know where the off button is and the fast forward button on the controller just in case. And then look for movies that are in older versions as much as possible. So that is probably the best wisdom I can give you. On the pod show notes, I've included a list of movies we've enjoyed through the years as a family. And I tried hard to add movies that are not too controversial, although you never know. Some of the recommended movies we own, others we rented, and others we watched many times, so many times that we had to have them replaced. Are they perfect? No, far from it. There are parts I would change, of course, as I was sharing with you, just like with the one, God's Not Dead. There are some great animations. Now, animations, I feel like, the good Christian content has caught up with that. We have the whole series of classical Bible stories. There are some great Bible stories that are verbatim from the Bible, and those are great as well. Not necessarily something that the little ones are going to want to watch, but I think that the animations have, like I said, they've done a really good job with catching up with the rest of the animations of some of the other movies. So we had, all kinds of animated Bible stories. We had Miracles of Jesus, Noah's Ark. We had Jonah, Esther, just a ton of them that were really great. You can buy some of these on the christianbook.com. You can also get them at nestlearning.com. That's where we purchased a lot of our CDs and then later the DVDs. So that was really great. There's also, you can go on YouTube, of course, just be careful when you're on YouTube, and you can see sometimes the owners of these movies will put out the entire movie. Sometimes they just have a little bit. Sometimes people do it that have the movie and it's not their right to do that. So just be careful of that. So I'm going to share with you here. So this list is going to be in the show notes. And like I said, I've given you some some weren't on the list and some are. But some of them are animated and some are not. So you can, pick if your kids like animations or not. Not all the movies are appropriate for really little kids. For example, I wouldn't show anyone younger than sixth grade God's Not Dead, but then I wouldn't show anyone younger than sixth grade Star Wars either. So again, personal preference. So a couple of the movies that I felt that were, I'm going to go through, I don't know if I should really read you all of them, but I'm just going to go through and hit on some highlights. And the rest are on the show notes again at vintagehomeschoolmoms.com. And this is podcast 233, Kid Friendly Movies. All right. So, what are the ones we like? Okay. Annie, I liked the Back to the Future. Yes, I hated, I think it was number two, wasn't that great, but the rest were pretty good. Of course, there are the old classics like Bambi and 101 Dalmatians. We love the Chronicles of Narnia. I don't believe they made all the books, but they made a couple of them, like maybe two or three of the movies. The old Cinderella movies I thought were really cute. If you can find it, there's a Cinderella musical with Rodgers and Hammerstein. I think it was made... it may have been just made for television, but I love the soundtrack on that. Those were, okay, so mommy had to have some romance movies in there, but the kids liked Cinderella, as they called her. Finding Nemo was a classic. Free Willy, the kids liked some of those, not all of them. God's Not Dead, which again, not for little ones, and God's Not Dead 2, have not seen that yet. Hans Brinker and the Silver Skates. Again, wonderful older movie was great. Heaven Is For Real, good movie. Heidi, again, the older version of that is great. Honey, I Shrunk the Kids. It's a Wonderful Life. Karate Kid movies, the first one was really good. The rest weren't as great as some of the other ones. Letters to God, that was a good one. People love The Lion King. And the reason I put this on the list is my father loved that movie. And I think I watched half of it once, so I never did get through the whole movie. You know, the classics like Little Women, I didn't put a whole lot of like the Pride and Prejudice and some of those that we women like because my kids didn't like them. So Miracles on 34th Street, that is a classic. I think my kids watched it once. We're just not big on the Santa Claus movies. My Fair Lady, again, for some reason, my kids love that. Home Alone is on the list, but not my favorite. Night of the Museum, lot of history in that one, amazingly. But yeah, the kids like that. Oliver, again, goes along with some of the classics. And so I have some on here, like Princess Bride, I would not have the kids watch too young, just because it's a lot of it's going to go over their head. And then there's that one fire swamp scene that is kind of scary. Pinocchio, lots of good life lessons there. Oliver, same thing. Railroad Children, the kids read some of the books, so I think that's why they liked it. Secondhand Lions is like one of a newer movie that came out that's one of our favorites, and so on. So, you know, some of the Star Wars, like the first one wasn't as bad as some of the other ones. Didn't I say I wasn't putting that on the list? Somehow it creeped back on the list. Sound of Music, Swiss Family Robinson, Adventures of Robin Hood, again, older ones. The Goonies with reservation because they had to have that whole dubbed scene where the little boy's speaking to the maid in Spanish. Little kids won't get that, littler kids, and most kids can't read that fast, but that was totally inappropriate, so use your discretion there. The Incredible Journey, my kids loved that movie. I thought it was very boring, I know. Again, Karate Kid, the Lego movie, the kids loved that, the grandkids loved that. Parent Trap, again, both versions of those were actually good. The Red Balloon, I liked it more so than my kids, and I think it's one you can watch with little kids. The movie Up, I just absolutely love that movie, and the grandkids love it, so we're all happy. And then VeggieTales, some of those are just wonderful. And again, I have a list of some of the Christian movies, especially those put out by Nest Productions. Nest Learning. They did a really good job with those movies. They have like huge sets of, you know, animated Bible and history DVDs and all kinds of things that I absolutely love because, of course, it's learning. And then they had a series of animated hero classics. We had some of those as well. So those are really, really good. And we bought them in small batches. So you don't have to go and buy all of them at once, but you can, you know, probably find them different places. But you can get them obviously from the people who have produced it as well. Well, I want to thank you so much for listening. Thanks again to Sony Animations and Affirms Films for bringing The Star, the story of the first Christmas. We're thankful to our sponsors for helping us to provide wonderful free broadcasting for you and your family. And because you guys don't podcast unless you are doing something I don't know. Anyway, so visit the show notes on Vintage Homeschool Moms Podcast 233 and check out the list that I've put together. And please go to the website. And if you have some great ideas or movies that you think I left off the list, let me know and I will add them to the list. I really appreciate you guys listening and want to thank you guys for supporting this network and supporting this show as well. Thanks. God bless. Take care. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Thanks for tuning in to the Vintage Homeschool Mom Show. Visit Felice at MediaAngels.com and TheVintageHomeschoolMoms.com. Vintage Homeschool Moms is a production of the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network.